Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. We are coming to you live from Palm Desert, California. Yeah. Joining us in the boardroom today, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, but I have to tell you, I had the weirdest dream this morning.
You explained some of it. I need to hear more.
You know, you were in it, by the way, and people are going, what? Everybody's ears are perking up. What? It was one of those, you know, you wake up in the morning, and I don't think I woke up around 6 or something, and then I fell back to sleep. And I had this dream. I must have had the radio show on my mind, and I had this dream that we came to the station, everything was torn apart, and they said to us, oh, we decided to redo the station. I had guests coming in. You were saying, well, I don't know what to do. There's nothing for me to work on. I don't have a board or anything. And I was panicking. I couldn't get – it was so vivid. It was so real. I woke up thinking, phew. Okay, that really didn't happen.
So as you pulled up, were you worried?
Well, I saw the cars out there.
And
I
said, then there was extra, yeah, there's extra cars
out
there.
Yeah, I said, what is going on? So, and you've been in the radio business. I've been at 16 years now, but never on the opposite side of it, your side, on the other side where all the buttons and all that stuff, all that is. Have you ever had that where you've gone to the station, they've done, said, hey, today we're putting you in a different room and...
Oh yeah, we've had we've broadcast out of different rooms before.
Yeah, but not.
But it's normally fairly organized.
Okay,
I don't know if that's the case everywhere.
I woke up and I was all like worried. I thought I better call Sean and make sure we have a place. Anyway, so we just get weird dreams out there. But so sometimes they say that could be deja vu though. Remember, you say you dream of something. I've had that happen. I've had a dream of something, and darned if a couple months later I am standing in that one spot in my life, and I know I have been there before.
Really?
Yeah. That's never happened to you?
Well, I've actually had, I think, 3 occasions where I dreamt about somebody who I hadn't seen in a long time. And literally have seen them the next day.
Yeah, see?
And so what's weird now is now whenever I dream about somebody that I haven't seen in a long time, I'm like, am I going to run into them?
Yeah. There might be a higher power out there that we just don't know. Well, anyway, our power is right here in this radio station. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey and Rancho Mirage for supplying us with donuts for our guests today. And we do have a couple. We have Jack McFarlane, and he's going to talk to us about what to do with your old flags. In fact, I brought my old American flag that was ripped and tattered, and I'm going to turn it in to Jack and he can tell us what we can do with these and how we can dispose of them properly. You don't just throw them away. So we're going to talk to Jack about that. And then we're going to have Pierre Gourdain, I think I'm saying that correct, from FlixBus, which is a new bus, which I actually saw in Las Vegas. I looked up and there they were. And we're going to find out how they are taking the bus tourist industry by storm here in the United States. And they actually have been in business in Europe for quite a while. So definitely interested in what they have to say about that. So we also have some prizes. We have some blocks of vouchers for the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival. $52 value for those. And we also have... 4 passes, 2 for the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad, and that's a $40 value. So lots going on today on the show. We have a lot of information to talk about. I was in Vegas for a few days during the week. I rode the bus. We're going to talk about more of that in the second hour of the show and the travel portion of the show. But so much is happening in Vegas. Really, it's quite amazing all the stuff that's going on. But I kept thinking when I was on that bus for tourists that here in Palm Springs, taking away the buzz... The trolley for the tourist is just not a good idea. I don't know what the Palm Springs Council is thinking about this, but there were so many tourists on this bus in Vegas, and it just went really basically from Fremont Street to the end of the strip and back all day long, and you could get off wherever you want to get off. And I thought tourists want that. They don't always want to ride in the cab or call Uber or whatever. So I'm not sure. I think they're really making a bad decision. And I've been talking about with a lot of business owners in Palm Springs, and they feel the same way. They said, we don't... What can we do to keep the buzz? So better talk to him some more. We did get a little thank you note that I want to read to you. I always appreciate when people send me notes. I get them in the mail. I get them via email, Facebook, all different ways. But this was to a fellow named Don Taylor. And he had texted me or sent me a message on Facebook saying, I was listening to the show. I've never been to the Cabot. I've been in the Valley for 30 years. So I said, okay, send me your address. I'll send you some tickets to the Cabot. And I did. And he probably didn't think I was going to do it, but I did. But he said, thank you, Francoise, for the Cabot tickets. And I also sent him a little surprise from McDonald's. He said, and I love the egg McMuffins. That was very kind of you. I can't wait to go to the Cabot. Thanks so much, Dawn. So now, Dawn, after you go, you have to let me know how you liked it because it really is interesting. All right, today's show is presented by Diane Williams and Associates, Trust Experience, Experience Trust. And remember, if you have a business that you think works with this show because I own and operate it, please send them my way and I will be happy to talk to them. Now, this week we replayed the restaurant show one more time. It is restaurant week going on in the Coachella Valley here. And I have reports from all three restaurant owners that they have had several people come in because of the television show.
I went in because of the television show.
You did go. You went to Pokehana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you went to the one in Palm Desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't been into that one yet.
I know.
I was over dropping Jasmine off at the mall, so
yeah,
it was a good experience.
And those bowls, those are heavy bowls.
They are. Yeah. And that's what I like because you are, you know, nothing that you're eating is really bad for you, but it's still filling.
Turn the volume up. Or is it my volume or your volume?
I don't know. Maybe it's mine.
Okay. But it is a meal.
It's filling, yeah.
Yeah, in those bowls. You might not think at first. You think, oh, it's a bowl of food. Because I'm not really into food all being mixed together in one bowl.
See, I am. I do it at home even sometimes. When we'll have stuff, I'll just kind of throw it all in a bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I'm not really into that too. But I have to say, once I made my own poke bowl over there and put stuff that I know I liked, then it seemed to be fine. The flavors are so good.
They are. Yeah. And the textures too.
Yeah. I mean, it was really good. So I'm excited to say about that. I'm not going to play that show coming up this Thursday and Friday. What I decided to do, because we're working on new shows as I speak coming up, I thought I would take the very first Traveling with Francoise with the alpacas and the King Clone and the Circle of Life up there on 247. I'm going to air that show.
That's good. That's been a while since that one's been on.
It's been a long time since that one's been on, and I'm so proud of that show because it was the very first one. Cameraman Steve and I, we had no idea what we were doing. I had a vision. He didn't know what that vision was. He said, where are we going? What are we doing? He said, we're going out in the desert. We're going to find this big circle of mesquite. That's the oldest mesquite circle in the world right here in the desert called King Clone. And he said, okay. But it was an after we were going. Then he nodded. He said, okay, I get it now. I'm starting to get what you're seeing.
I understood what you wanted to do.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. I decided that'd be fun to play that show. And then coming up in a couple of weeks, I think I'll play the Blue Angels too. There's fans out there that show that just sit and watch it a lot because they just can't believe that I did that. And it'd be a dream of theirs to
go. I think it's
to.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. So I need to do some more crazy stuff like that. I just have to arrange it. Those crazy things like that don't come easy, folks. Trust me.
Well, if they did, they wouldn't be crazy things.
Exactly.
They'd be totally normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Then everybody could do them.
Exactly.
Right. So there is a process. Well, speaking of totally unnormal, now you like Oregon.
Yes.
And this has nothing to do with travel. It really has to do with our political climate right now, which is completely crazy. I don't know. Voting is this. What, we have to vote this week. Is it June 2nd? I don't remember. I vote by mail or June 5th or something. Anyway, it's this week. If you want to call the show and tell us what day it is, feel free to do that, 760-440-8255. I can't remember exactly the day to vote, but I always vote by mail. And I was looking at all the candidates. And look at your ballot, folks. Look at it and look what these people do. I saw a barber, an entrepreneur, a baker, a social media expert.
Right.
Everyone feels now, look at some of our people that have been in office over the last several years. Anyone now can run for office. They don't have to be a political person.
Right.
Yeah, or know anything about politics, which in my mind, I think is kind of good. It might be good to get people in there that aren't beholden to groups already.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, but in Bend, Oregon, they actually have Leonard Bend, who is a greeter at a Bright Place gallery, but Leonard is a cat. They have a cat running for office in Bend, Oregon. Yes. And really, the whole thing, what bothers me about this, he is a cat. Oh, I don't even know what the office is here. I didn't highlight it, so I'm not sure what the office is. They know he officially can't. Oh, mayor. He's running for mayor. The cat's running for mayor. But the bad thing about this now, because this is where our politics might be going, and we know I never talk about politics on the show, but this is really what's happening in the world.
Right.
They know the cat actually can't be mayor.
Right.
But they're running him anyway. It is part of a political commentary, part publicity stunt, part fundraising for the local animal welfare organization. So is that a good thing?
Mm-hmm. What if
the cat wins?
The cat won. Like, then do you just say, oh, well, just kidding? Like, is there going to be somebody that says the cat, you know?
But it wouldn't surprise
the
me.
Win.
It wouldn't surprise me if people voted for Leonard here.
Because they'll all think it's funny and, you know. Like, okay, you know what it is? It's like I went to Costco, okay, and my mom bought like $3,000 in liquor, okay? So it was all on a pallet.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times somebody turned to us and said something about they're following us to the party or where's the party?
Yep.
And I think every time somebody said it, they thought they were the only one. And I think that there'll be a lot of people that, oh, it's going to be funny to vote for this cat, thinking they're the only one, and there's a lot of them.
Jack does that all the time in Costco. If he would have saw you, he would have walked over and said, I'm coming over to your house.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it was constant. Even the people working there, they had to go grab another bottle, and they're like, well, I'll go grab it if I can come with you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I agree. You watch. Old Leonard will be voted in, and then what the heck is everybody going to do?
There's going to be like a moment.
Then maybe somebody from the store there, then they take over as mayor. I don't know. But first of all, how could a cat even run for mayor? Really? There's something that wrong with the sign-up program there? Anyway. So good luck, Leonard. Hope we find out what happens.
Sign something when you register to run for it? Like, did he sign it?
Yeah, but I'm a cat. Yeah.
He'll
put a little paw print on there. And you were talking about alcohol, which is perfect because this kind of slides right in, and you didn't even know this. Do you know that there's a wine shortage out there?
I did not.
Yes, there is a wine shortage. So they're saying because of all the extreme weather in France and Italy and Spain, where a lot of the world's wines come from, and here too, think about up north, all the rains we had in Santa Barbara and up the coast where there's so many wineries all through San Luis Obispo County. I mean, they're everywhere. Those rains and fires and all sorts of stuff. So there is a wine shortage out there, but they say now is the time to stock up. And the good news is you'll be reaping some major benefits in the process. And they say drinking a glass of wine after a long day of work isn't just sipping their way to total relaxation. The bottle is also packed with plenty of body-boosting qualities that range from helping fight off depression to giving the libido a boost. So the next time you uncork a bottle of wine, keep these impressive science-backed benefits in mind.
I've always heard wine is good for you.
Yeah.
Always. I can't even handle the smell of it.
I think I'm going to start drinking. There you go. I'll drink wine. I don't know. I did have a glass of champagne. We sent gave Alexandra Pierce she's ending at KESQ. Right. She's no longer there anymore, but she's going to be around town doing some videos for the CVB and stuff. And then I know she's going to move out of here into bigger and better things for her. That's her plan. So she had a little going away party last night over Agua Paza at the river, and I actually partook in a glass of champagne. Now, I don't know. I just was in the mood. So that's my choice of drink or drink of choice. There you go. On that note, we are going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have so much more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 100.9 FM, 1200 AM, streaming live on our free app and wherever you can find us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us today. Now, this part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. In fact, Kim will be joining us next week to talk about traveling with pets. So I'll give you some tips and stuff. And so from Animal Samaritans, they have been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978 here in the Coachella Valley. Their veterinarian staff has more than 150 years of experience caring for dogs and cats. They do such a great job here. They have their pet adoptions, pet foster care. They have Adoption Alliance Animal Rescue Program, while their pet therapy programs provide free animal-assisted therapy to disabled children. So you can give them a call at 760-343-3477. They are located on Ramon Road in Thousand Palms. All right, so do such a good job. What are our sponsors doing? Well, Ristretto right now, here's a good deal for Dad. If you buy a $50 card, give it to Dad for Father's Day so he can get all those kind of specialty drinks and food and what they have over at Ristretto. And then you get a free $10 gift card for yourself. So take advantage of that at Ristretto inside the 500 in Palm Springs. And Indiana Ridge Country Club, do you remember when we were just talking? It seemed like just yesterday that they were redoing their spa and all sorts of the restaurant and the tennis pro shop and all this stuff at Indian Ridge. Well, now they are redoing a bunch of stuff again. The spa at the Ridge will soon be renovating the hair and nail salon, but they're also renovating the gym, the fitness center, they call it fitness center, health and fitness center, men's and ladies locker room, lots of stuff. They're always keeping ahead of the times at Indian Ridge Country Club. So if you're looking for a country club that might be perfect for you, centrally located in the Coachella Valley, right there off of Country Club, it is Indian Ridge Country Club. McDonald's, when we were in Vegas, I went with a friend of mine. There are more McDonald's now all over the place. I mean, there's so many on the strip now. They are really growing in Las Vegas, but so is everything else. So it was fun to see. I always think of Dick Shahab. Every time I see a McDonald's, I check him out, and then I tell Dick, why don't you do this to your, 18, 20 of them that you own here in the Coachella Valley? And he always laughs. He says, every area, each, the McDonald's have their own personalities.
Yeah, they're gonna be a little bit different.
Yeah, well, in Nashville, their McDonald's had music at them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me that.
All right, I think they should do that here. And then Renova Energy, they are going strong as ever. Of course, people now start thinking, when they should have been thinking about it before, they say, oh, let's put solar on now, as we are just right into the summer season. So definitely Renova Energy. They are the people to call, locally owned and operated. They started the solar business here in the Coachella Valley. They know the weather, so take advantage of use Renova Energy. They do such a great job. And if you're looking for security, Command One Security, they are the place, the people to call, family owned and operated for over 30 years. So Sherry over there at Command One, definitely talk to Sherry. She, again, is such a great, I always love family owned and operated, because it reminds me of me, because I'm a family owned and operated business here. So when I can work with those kind of folks, that's who I work with. All right. So we're going to talk, because our guest is going to come on in the next segment to talk about getting rid of your American flags, the programs here in the Coachella Valley. So we're going to do some of the freebie stuff right now. What's going on in the Valley that's free? And this is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, home to Gallery 500, Ristretto, right there on the corner of Indian Canyon and Ramon. So give them a call today, or just go to the website, the500ps.com. We thank them. So this is what's happening free. But before we do all that, this is when we're also going to do our pick of the week, courtesy of the event site and more at CoachellaValley.com. So each week now, Craig, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com, he picks an event, I pick an event, and Sean picks an event. And then I put them on the website. Now, sometimes the events that we pick are happening, boom, either today, and you might not be able to go to them.
Right.
So you're just going to have to be more vigilant to go to CoachellaValley.com and check it out. Or in the Desert Entertainer as well. Check out the magazines that are free all over the Coachella Valley. And they tell you a lot of stuff that's going on. They're really great about the nightlife of what's happening. So don't forget the Desert Entertainer as well. So my pick for this week, and I don't know why, this just really stuck out to me, it was the Fabulous Bingo with Shirley Clare. And this happens Monday night, tomorrow night, from 7 to 9 at the Ace Hotel and Swim Club. And it just sounds like a lot of fun. Shirley Clare is a former Palm Springs Follies charmer and recent star of America's Got Talent. She is going to be there setting the stage, being the hostess with the mostest, and it just looks like a lot of fun. Happens at the Ace Hotel and Swim Club. They too take reservations. I'm sure this fills up, so just call on over there. But it's going to be, and they're going to have bingo going on all summer long, but it just looked like a lot of fun to me. So that is my choice. It is Fabulous Bingo. Now, Craig with CoachellaValley.com, his choice is Splash House, this Friday. That's a big thing. It's going to be at the Renaissance, the Riviera, the Saguaro. It's a multi-venue music festival hosted poolside across three resort hotels. General admission passes include admission to all three resorts. Shuttles run between all three. So it's going to be pretty crazy next weekend. They say Palm Springs Air Museum hosts after-hours program. There's some parties that go along with this. So for more information on that, you can go to splashhouse.com. So, Sean, now what is your pick of the week?
My pick was the Lavender Festival.
Oh, that's right. And I didn't get a chance to go to the Cherry Festival. Darn, I wanted to do that. So when is that?
That I didn't look at. I think it's been ongoing.
Okay, we have to let us know when it is, you know.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I left it open.
Yeah.
It says that it's on Thursday at 10 a.m.
Okay, and where?
At the Highlands, if you can still hear me, the Highland Springs.
Oh, Highland Springs.
Ranch and Inn.
Oh, Highland Springs Ranch?
Yeah, it says Highland Springs Ranch and Inn.
Okay. All right. Okay, so the Lavender Festival. I know there were some buses of people going out to the Lavender Festival.
Yeah, I remember last year that Annette had gone, and she said it was really fun, and she had never heard of it before.
Okay, so maybe next thing, I'm going to be home next week, and maybe I can do that one. All right, there's also the babies, those baby sculpture. That's a free event happening on Tuesday at the Kimpton Rowan. They're going to unveil those babies. The Braille Institute, they have a seminar on Friday, June 8th from 10 to 12. It's free. All their seminars are free at the Braille Institute. There's also in Desert Hot Springs, they have an emergency preparedness event going on Saturday morning. It's free to the public. Go on over there. Learn all you need to learn about being prepared for the big one. And what else do they have? There's a free event Sunday, June 10th at the Camelot Theaters starring Lawrence Luckinbill. That's Lucy Arnaz's husband. And it's a free reading, so that's going to be happening over there. And I'll post all these on the Traveling with Francois website. Phew! Okay. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out a new program over at Cal State University San Bernardino in Palm Desert right here about your American flags, what to do with them, how to do it properly. And like I said, I brought mine. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. We are coming to you live from Palm Desert, California. Yeah. Joining us in the boardroom today, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, but I have to tell you, I had the weirdest dream this morning.
You explained some of it. I need to hear more.
You know, you were in it, by the way, and people are going, what? Everybody's ears are perking up. What? It was one of those, you know, you wake up in the morning, and I don't think I woke up around 6 or something, and then I fell back to sleep. And I had this dream. I must have had the radio show on my mind, and I had this dream that we came to the station, everything was torn apart, and they said to us, oh, we decided to redo the station. I had guests coming in. You were saying, well, I don't know what to do. There's nothing for me to work on. I don't have a board or anything. And I was panicking. I couldn't get – it was so vivid. It was so real. I woke up thinking, phew. Okay, that really didn't happen.
So as you pulled up, were you worried?
I saw the cars out there.
And
I said,
then there was extra. Yeah, there's extra cars.
Yeah,
out there.
I said, what is going on? So, and you've been in the radio business. I've been at 16 years now, but never on the opposite side of it. Your side, on the other side, where all the buttons and all that stuff, all of that is. Have you ever had that? Where you've gone to the station, they've done said, hey, today we're putting you in a different room, and.
Oh yeah, we've broadcast out of different rooms before.
Yeah, but not.
But it's normally fairly organized.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the case everywhere.
Woke up and I was all like worried. I thought I better call Sean and make sure we have a place. Anyway, so we just get weird dreams out there. But so sometimes they say that could be deja vu though. Remember, you say you dream of something. I've had that happen. I've had a dream of something, and darned if a couple months later I am standing in that one spot in my life, and I know I have been there before.
Really?
Yeah. That's never happened to you?
Well, I've actually had, I think, three occasions where I dreamt about somebody who I hadn't seen in a long time, and literally have seen them the next day.
Yeah, see?
And so what's weird now is now whenever I dream about somebody that I haven't seen in a long time, I'm like, am I going to run into them?
Yeah. There might be a higher power out there that we just don't know. Well, anyway, our power is right here in this radio station. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey and Rancho Mirage for supplying us with donuts for our guest today. And we do have a couple. We have Jack McFarlane, and he's going to talk to us about what to do with your old flags. In fact, I brought my old American flag that was ripped and tattered, and I'm going to turn it in to Jack and he can tell us what we can do with these and how we can dispose of them properly. You don't just throw them away. So we're going to talk to Jack about that. And then we're going to have Pierre Gourdain, I think I'm saying that correct, from FlixBus, which is a new bus, which I actually saw in Las Vegas. I looked up and there they were. And we're going to find out how they are taking the bus tourist industry by storm here in the United States. And they actually have been in business in Europe for quite a while. So definitely interested in what they have to say about that. So we also have some prizes. We have some blocks of vouchers for the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival. $52 value for those. And we also have four passes, too, for the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad, and that's a $40 value. So lots going on today on the show. We have a lot of information to talk about. I was in Vegas for a few days during the week. I rode the bus. We're going to talk about more of that in the second hour of the show and the travel portion of the show. But so much is happening in Vegas. Really, it's quite amazing all the stuff that's going on. But I kept thinking when I was on that bus for tourists that here in Palm Springs, taking away the buzz, the trolley for the tourist is just not a good idea. I don't know what the Palm Springs Council is thinking about this, but there were so many tourists on this bus in Vegas, and it just went really basically from Fremont Street to the end of the strip and back all day long, and you could get off wherever you want to get off. And I thought tourists want that. They don't always want to ride in the cab or call Uber or whatever. So I'm not sure. I think they're really making a bad decision. And I've been talking about with a lot of business owners in Palm Springs, and they feel the same way. They said, what can we do to keep the buzz? So better talk to him some more. We did get a little thank you note that I want to read to you. I always appreciate when people send me notes. I get them in the mail. I get them via email, Facebook, all different ways. But this was to a fellow named Don Taylor. And he had texted me or sent me a message on Facebook saying, I was listening to the show. I've never been to the Cabot. I've been in the Valley for 30 years. So I said, okay, send me your address. I'll send you some tickets to the Cabot. And I did. And he probably didn't think I was going to do it, but I did. But he said, thank you, Francoise, for the Cabot tickets. And I also sent him a little surprise from McDonald's. He said, and I love the Egg McMuffins. That was very kind of you. I can't wait to go to the Cabot. Thanks so much, Don. So now, Don, after you go, you have to let me know how you liked it because it really is interesting. All right, today's show is presented by Diane Williams and Associates, Trust Experience, Experience Trust. And remember, if you have a business that you think works with this show because I own and operate it, please send them my way and I will be happy to talk to them. Now, this week we replayed the restaurant show one more time. It is restaurant week going on in the Coachella Valley here. And I have reports from all three restaurant owners that they have had several people come in because of the television show.
I went in because of the television show.
You did go. You went to Pokehana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you went to the one in Palm Desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't been into that one yet.
I know.
I was over dropping Jasmine off at the mall, so
yeah,
it was a good experience.
And those bowls, those are heavy bowls.
They are. Yeah. And that's what I like because you know, nothing that you're eating is really bad for you, but it's still filling.
Turn the volume up. Or is it my volume or your volume?
I don't know. Maybe it's mine.
Okay. But it is a meal.
It's filling, yeah.
Yeah, in those bowls. You might not think at first. You think, oh, it's a bowl of food. Because I'm not really into food all being mixed together in one bowl.
See, I am. I do it at home even sometimes. When we'll have stuff, I'll just kind of throw it all in a bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I'm not really into that too. But I have to say, once I made my own poke bowl over there and put stuff that I know I liked, then it seemed to be fine. The flavors are so good.
They are. Yeah. And the textures too.
Yeah. I mean, it was really good. So I'm excited to say about that. I'm not going to play that show coming up this Thursday and Friday. What I decided to do, because we're working on new shows as I speak coming up, I thought I would take the very first Traveling with Francoise with the alpacas and the King Clone and the Circle of Life up there on 247, I'm going to air that show.
That's good. That's been a while since that one's been on.
It's been a long time since that one's been on, and I'm so proud of that show because it was the very first one. Steve, cameraman Steve and I, we had no idea what we were doing. I had a vision. He didn't know what that vision was. He said, where are we going? What are we doing? He said, we're going out in the desert. We're going to find this big circle of mesquite. That's the oldest mesquite circle in the world right here in the desert called King Clone. And he said, okay. But it was an after we were going. Then he nodded. He said, okay, I get it now. I'm starting to get what you're seeing.
You understood what you wanted to do.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. I decided that'll be fun to play that show. And then coming up in a couple of weeks, I think I'll play the Blue Angels too. There's fans out there that show that just sit and watch it a lot because they just can't believe that I did that. And it'd be a dream of theirs to
go. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So I need to do some more crazy stuff like that. I just have to arrange it. Those crazy things like that don't come easy, folks. Trust me.
If they did, they wouldn't be crazy things.
Exactly.
They'd be totally normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Then everybody could do them.
Exactly.
Right. So there is a process. Well, speaking of totally unnormal, now you like Oregon.
Yes.
And this has nothing to do with travel. It really has to do with our political climate right now, which is completely crazy. I don't know. Voting is this, what, we have to vote this week. Is it June 2nd? I don't remember. I vote by mail or June 5th or something. Anyway, it's this week. If you want to call the show and tell us what day it is, feel free to do that, 760-440-8255. I can't remember exactly the day to vote, but I always vote by mail. And I was looking at all the candidates. And look at your ballot, folks. Look at it and look what these people do. I saw a barber, an entrepreneur, a baker, a social media expert.
Right.
Everyone feels now, look at some of our people that have been in office over the last several years. Anyone now can run for office. They don't have to be a political person.
Right.
Yeah, or know anything about politics, which in my mind, I think is kind of good. It might be good to get people in there that aren't beholding to groups already.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, but in Bend, Oregon, they actually have Leonard Bend, who is a greeter at a Bright Place gallery, but Leonard is a cat. They have a cat running for office in Bend, Oregon. Yes. And really, the whole thing, what bothers me about this, he is a cat. Oh, I don't even know what the office is here. I didn't highlight it, so I'm not sure what the office is. They know he officially can't. Oh, mayor. He's running for mayor. The cat's running for mayor. But the bad thing about this now, because this is where our politics might be going, and I never talk about politics on the show, but this is really what's happening in the world.
Right.
They know the cat actually can't be mayor.
Right.
But they're running him anyway. It is part of a political commentary, part publicity stunt, part fundraising for the local animal welfare organization. So is that a good thing?
Mm-hmm. What if
the cat wins?
The cat won. Like, then do you just say, oh, well, just kidding? Like, is there going to be somebody that says the cat, you know?
But it wouldn't surprise
me.
It wouldn't surprise me if people voted for Leonard here.
Because they'll all think it's funny and, yep. You know, like, okay, you know what it is? It's like I went to Costco, okay, and my mom bought like $3,000 in liquor, okay? Oh. So it was all on a pallet.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times somebody turned to us and said something about they're following us to the party or
yep.
Where's the party?
Yep.
And I think every time somebody said it, they thought they were the only one. And I think that there'll be a lot of people that, oh, it's going to be funny to vote for this cat, mm-hmm. thinking they're the only one. And there's a lot of them.
Jack does that all the time in Costco. If he would have saw you, he would have walked over and said, I'm coming over to your house.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it was constant. Even the people working there. They had to go grab another bottle, and they're like, well, I'll go grab it if I can come with you.
Yeah, I know. But I agree. You watch. Old Leonard will be voted in, and then what the heck is everybody going to do?
There's going to be like a old moment.
Then maybe somebody from the store there, then they take over as mayor. I don't know. But first of all, how could a cat even run for mayor? Really? There's something that wrong with the sign-up program there? Yeah, anyway. So good luck, Leonard. Hope we find out what happens.
Sign something when you register to run for it? Like, did he sign it?
Yeah, but I'm a cat. Yeah.
He'll
put a little
paw print
on there. And you were talking about alcohol, which is perfect because this kind of slides right in, and you didn't even know this. Do you know that there's a wine shortage out there?
I did not.
Yes, there is a wine shortage. So they're saying because of all the extreme weather in France and Italy and Spain, where a lot of the world's wines come from, and here too, think about up north, all the rains we had in Santa Barbara and up the coast where there's so many wineries all through San Luis Obispo County. I mean, they're everywhere. Those rains and fires and all sorts of stuff. So there is a wine shortage out there, but they say now is the time to stock up. And the good news is you'll be reaping some major benefits in the process. And they say drinking a glass of wine after a long day of work isn't just sipping their way to total relaxation. The bottle is also packed with plenty of body-boosting qualities that range from helping fight off depression to giving the libido a boost. So the next time you uncork a bottle of wine, keep these impressive science-backed benefits in mind.
I've always heard wine is good for you.
Yeah.
Always. I can't even handle the smell of it.
I think I'm going to start drinking. There you go. I'll drink wine. I don't know. I did have a glass of champagne. We sent gave Alexandra Pierce a going. Well, she gave herself actually a going off. She's ending at KESQ. Right. She's no more there anymore. But she's going to be around town doing some videos for the CVB and stuff. And then I know she's going to move out of here into bigger and better things for her. That's her plan. So she had a little going away party last night over Agua Paza at the river, and I actually partook in a glass of champagne. Now, I don't know, I just did, felt, was in the mood. So that's my choice of drink, or drink of choice. There you go. On that note, we are going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have so much more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 100.9 FM, 1200 AM, streaming live on our free app and wherever you can find us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us today. Now, this part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. In fact, Kim will be joining us next week to talk about traveling with pets. So I'll give you some tips and stuff. And so from Animal Samaritans, they have been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978 here in the Coachella Valley. Their veterinarian staff has more than 150 years of experience caring for dogs and cats. They do such a great job here. They have their pet adoption. Options, pet foster care. They have Adoption Alliance Animal Rescue Program, while their pet therapy programs provide free animal-assisted therapy to disabled children. So you can give them a call at 760-343-3477. They are located on Ramon Road in Thousand Palms. All right, so do such a good job. What are our sponsors doing? Well, Ristretto right now, here's a good deal for Dad. If you buy a $50 card, give it to Dad for Father's Day so he can get all those kind of specialty drinks and food and what they have over at Ristretto. And then you get a free $10 gift card for yourself. So take advantage of that at Ristretto inside the 500 in Palm Springs. And Indiana Ridge Country Club, do you remember when we were just talking? It seemed like just yesterday that they were redoing their spa and all sorts of the restaurant and the tennis pro shop and all this stuff at Indian Ridge. Well, now they are redoing a bunch of stuff again. The spa at the Ridge will soon be renovating the hair and nail salon, but they're also renovating the gym, the fitness center, they call it fitness center, health and fitness center, men's and ladies locker room, lots of stuff. They're always keeping ahead of the times at Indian Ridge Country Club. So if you're looking for a country club that might be perfect for you, centrally located in the Coachella Valley, right there off of Country Club, it is Indian Ridge Country Club. McDonald's, when we were in Vegas, I went with a friend of mine. There are more McDonald's now all over the place. I mean, there's so many on the strip now. They are really growing in Las Vegas, but so is everything else. So it was fun to see. I always think of Dick Shahab. Every time I see a McDonald's, I check him out, and then I tell Dick, why don't you do this to your, 18, 20 of them that you own here in the Coachella Valley? And he always laughs. He says, every area, each, the McDonald's have their own personalities.
Yeah, they're gonna be a little bit different.
Yeah, well, in Nashville, their McDonald's had music in them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me that.
All right, I think they should do that here. And then Renova Energy, they are going strong as ever. Of course, people now start thinking, when they should have been thinking about it before, they say, oh, let's put solar on now as we are just right into the summer season. So definitely Renova Energy. They are the people to call, locally owned and operated. They started the solar business here in the Coachella Valley. They know the weather, so take advantage of use Renova Energy. They do such a great job. And if you're looking for security, Command One Security, they are the place, the people to call, family owned and operated for over 30 years. So Sherry over there at Command One Definitely. Definitely talk to Sherry. She, again, is such a great – I always love family-owned and operated business because it reminds me of me because I'm a family-owned and operated business here. So when I can work with those kind of folks, that's who I work with. All right. So we're going to talk – because our guest is going to come on in the next segment to talk about getting rid of your American flags, the programs here in the Coachella Valley. So we're going to do some of the freebie stuff right now. What's going on in the Valley that's free? And this is brought to you by The 500 – Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, home to Gallery 500, Ristretto, right there on the corner of Indian Canyon and Ramon. So give them a call today or just go to the website, the500ps.com. We thank them. So this is what's happening free. But before we do all that, this is when we're also going to do our pick of the week, courtesy of the events site and more at CoachellaValley.com. So each week now, Craig, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com, he picks an event, I pick an event, and Sean picks an event. And then I put them on the website. Now, sometimes the events that we pick are happening, boom, either today, and you might not be able to go to them.
Right.
So you're just going to have to be more vigilant to go to CoachellaValley.com and check it out. Or in the Desert Entertainer as well. Check out the magazines that are free all over the Coachella Valley. And they tell you a lot of stuff that's going on. They're really great about the nightlife of what's happening. So don't forget the Desert Entertainer as well. So my pick for this week, and I don't know why, this just really stuck out to me. It was the Fabulous Bingo with Shirley Clare. And this happens Monday night, tomorrow night, from 7 to 9 at the Ace Hotel and Swim Club. And it just sounds like a lot of fun. Shirley Clare is a former Palm Springs Follies charmer and recent star of America's Got Talent. She is going to be there setting the stage, being the hostess with the mostess, and it just looks like a lot of fun. Happens at the Ace Hotel and Swim Club. They too take reservations. I'm sure this fills up, so just call on over there. But it's going to be, and they're going to have bingo going on all summer long, but it just looked like a lot of fun to me. So that is my choice. It is Fabulous Bingo. Now, Craig with CoachellaValley.com, his choice is Splash House this Friday. That's a big thing. It's going to be at the Renaissance, the Riviera, the Saguaro. It's a multi-venue music festival hosted poolside across three resort hotels. General admission passes include admission to all three resorts. Shuttles run between all three. So it's going to be pretty crazy next weekend. They say Palm Springs Air Museum hosts after-hours program. There's some parties that go along with this. So for more information on that, you can go to splashhouse.com. So, Sean, now what is your pick of the week?
My pick was the Lavender Festival.
Oh, that's right. And I didn't get a chance to go to the Cherry Festival. Darn, I wanted to do that. So when is that?
That I didn't look at. I think it's been ongoing.
Okay, we have to let us know when it is, you know.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I left it open.
Yeah.
It says that it's on Thursday at 10 a.m.
Okay, and where?
At the Highlands, if you can still hear me, the Highland Springs.
Oh, Highland Springs.
Ranch and Inn.
Oh, Highland Springs Ranch?
Yeah, it says Highland Springs Ranch and Inn.
Okay. All right. Okay, so the Lavender Festival. I know there were some buses of people going out to the Lavender Festival.
Yeah, I remember last year that Annette had gone, and she said it was really fun, and she had never heard of it before.
Okay, so maybe next time. I'm going to be home next week, and maybe I can do that one. All right, there's also the babies, those baby sculpture. That's a free event happening on Tuesday at the Kimpton Rowan. They're going to unveil those babies. The Braille Institute, they have a seminar on Friday, June 10th. June 8th from 10 to 12. It's free. All their seminars are free at the Braille Institute. There's also in Desert Hot Springs, they have an emergency preparedness event going on Saturday morning. It's free to the public. Go on over there. Learn all you need to learn about being prepared for the big one. And what else do they have? There's a free event Sunday, June 10th at the Camelot Theaters starring Lawrence Luckinbill. That's Lucy Arnaz's husband. And it's a free reading, so that's going to be happening over there. And I'll post all these on the Traveling with Francois website. Phew! Okay. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out a new program over at Cal State University San Bernardino in Palm Desert right here about your American flags, what to do with them, how to do it properly. And like I said, I brought mine. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's great to have you with us today. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. And with us, I'm really excited to have Jack McFarland join us. He is a U.S. Navy veteran, and he is with a program. He had this idea about our American flag, a collection and exchange program. A lot of us don't dispose of them correctly. In fact, I brought an American flag to dispose of correctly with some big rips in it. So, Jack, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, I saw this program. I got a press release, and it really caught my eye because so many people, like I said, don't know what to do with their flags. They toss them in the trash can, which you do not do.
No.
So let's, first of all, talk about how this program came about. It was your idea.
Right. We came to the desert. My wife and I came to the desert about a year and a half ago. And the wind here is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And the sand and the wind combination really destroys the flags, more so than any other place that I've lived, really. So I thought, wouldn't it be good to be able to exchange the flags that are, looking a little shabby, faded and ripped, and just give people that bring in an old flag a new flag. And I talked to the Veteran Success Center in San Bernardino at Cal State San Bernardino, and they said, yeah, go for it. So I talked to our Veteran Success Center here in Palm Desert, and they were very receptive to the program. So it starts right now. Monday, you can bring an old flag, and we will give you a new one.
And we bring the flags. I brought mine, obviously, here to the station. It has a couple big rips and a reason, because mine sort of catches on the rain gutter.
Uh-huh.
And as much as I try, I put it at different angles where I place it at my house. It just tends to that certain wind comes along to grab it. And people look at their flags, and I know just what you said there, they can't just not always run out and afford to buy a new one. And the fact that you're giving a flag to them if they bring one in, that is so generous, first of all, right there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and but it works both ways. I mean, if you have trouble buying a new flag, then bring me your old flag and I will give you another one. While supplies last, of course.
Yeah.
But also, if you can't afford flags, then bring me a new one so I can perpetuate this program.
Oh, you can donate flags. I didn't even know that.
Right.
That's great. So now, where is this program set up? Where do people take their flags?
Yes. Come to CSUSB, Palm Desert, right at the university, and go to the Health and Science Building, and that's where the Veteran Success Center is located.
Okay, and that's right there on Cook Street.
It's right there in Cook Street, yeah.
The university right there. And I'll have this information, folks, on the website, Traveling with Françoise, along with a phone number that you can call over there. Now, let's talk about our American flag there.
Mm-hmm.
What is the proper way to dispose of a flag? And when do you know that it's ready for disposal? I mean, some people wait till the extreme, but I'm sure that you're so proud of what you do and our flag is our symbol.
Mm-hmm.
When should you start thinking about replacing your flag?
When it starts to fade and it starts to, usually they separate right at the seams here.
Mm-hmm.
When they start to shred a little bit, they look a little bit, under the weather, so to speak. So you really should replace it. You shouldn't wait until they're completely destroyed. And just biodegrade. You should not do that. You should replace it sooner than that.
And the protocol is people throw them away in the trash. Why do we not do that?
We don't do that. We need to dispose of the flag with a little dignity.
Mm-hmm.
So the proper way to do it, and people say you never burn a flag. You do burn a flag, but you take it to a place to have it done properly.
Mm-hmm.
The VFW, for instance, I'm a member of the VFW and the post in Joshua Tree. And I take all the flags there, and they will incinerate the flags.
Mm-hmm.
But you never, you should never throw a flag in the trash or just. If anything, you can bury it. I mean, that's another way to dispose of a flag.
And I wanted to, and that's, folks, one of the reasons I had Jack come on the show today, because I find this fascinating, and I think everybody should know that we do have a protocol for our American flag. And when we talk about, I just asked you a question off air, I tend to keep the flag, unless it gets really windy, I do bring it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I like to keep my flag outside waving all the time. Is that wrong?
No, it's absolutely right. There's nothing wrong with that. At night, you should probably have a light shining on it. It doesn't have to be very bright, just any kind of light. You can purchase these solar lights now that you attach to your pole, and they will shine just a little light all night long on the flag. So if you want to fly the flag all day, you can do so, but you should shine a light on it at night.
Is there a regulation size of American flag? I know we see them in all sizes for all the holidays, but is there one size that is the regulation? This just popped into my head. I don't know.
Three by five is a standard flag that most civilians will fly in their homes. But it has to do with how high the pole is. I see sometimes there's a place by our house, it's a hotel, and they have a pole that's probably 50 feet, and they have this small little tiny flag. It just looks ridiculous. So if it looks bad, it's bad.
Yeah.
just keep the proportion going. And 3x5 is the flag that we, 3 feet by 5 feet, it's the flags that we're exchanging now. So if you want to bring a flag, just bring me a 3x5, please.
Okay, 3x5. And again, that's going to be over at Cal State University San Bernardino, Palm Desert campus, right there on Cook Street in Palm Desert. And you are going to go to what building again?
It is a health and science building.
Health and science building. All right. And the number, I'll give you the number. I'll put it on the website. I'll also give you that number at the end of this segment so you have that as well. So our American flag, you were talking about size there, about how small some people have their flags on these big flagpoles. I don't know if you've seen the flag going up the 5, going up north towards to San Francisco. There's a truck stop out there that has a gigantic flag. It's so beautiful, though. Uh-huh. I think everybody that drives by and sees that flag, you have to have a sense of pride because it is just, and the wind ripples it. It is just gorgeous. I imagine that has to be custom made, something that large, because it's probably the size of this entire building. Yep. Right, so they bring their flags. Do people need to call in advance to either bring flags to donate or to bring flags to for you to bury them correctly for the exchange? How does that?
No, they can just come in. I can give you a flag as long as there's a supply.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If we don't have a flag, we will take your flag year-round.
Yeah.
So if you need a place to dispose of your flag correctly, just bring it to the Veterans Center, the Veterans Success Center at CSUSB Palm Desert.
Okay, and I think a lot of people would probably be like me. I go out there, I buy the flag. I took this one down, and it's been a month because I've been waiting to give it to you. But they probably just let it sit there until they find the appropriate time to bring it over. Mm-hmm. So, again, now you have a place to dispose of your flags properly. And I know we have certain holidays throughout the year, but is the protocol more to fly them on this certain holidays or to fly them year-round?
No, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel is appropriate. With your rain gutter destroying your flags, as you mentioned before, you might want to bring it in from time to time if it's too windy.
Yeah.
But it's entirely up to you. You can fly the flag 24/7, but you really should have a light on it at night.
At night, okay. And when how many flags do you think, how big do you think this program will get? Have you seen it grown in other areas quite large?
Well, we're going to start it Monday, so it's the first year that we're doing this. So I hope that people bring some flags, new flags, that we can exchange so we can extend the program, in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I donated 10 flags.
Oh.
And so every year I will personally donate 10 flags to the program. But I'm hoping that it will grow a little bit and that people will bring new flags.
All right. So if you want to donate a flag, you can certainly call 760-341-2883. Is that the number? That's the number I have here for the Campus Veterans Success Center.
Right.
And they will let you know where to bring them. You can do it. And if you want to exchange a flag, you can call that same number. And will the Success Center, is that open daily, Monday through Friday?
It's open, Monday through Friday, I would say. I don't have the schedule, but they're open most of the times that we are open. They close around 5 or 6.
Okay, so it's very important. Replace those ugly, damaged flags that happen. And they can just get dirty, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't wash flags.
You probably shouldn't, but I've never washed a flag.
Okay.
When it's time to wash the flag, it's probably time to replace it.
Time to get rid of it. Yeah. Okay, yeah, to put a new one out. So again, folks, you can exchange your current American flag for a new one while supplies last. You can donate flags as well. Donations of a new 3-foot by 5-foot flags are welcome in order to increase the capacity. That is the size of the flags you are exchanging, but people can bring any size in, large flags if they have, to just drop them off for proper disposal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you want to dispose of a different size flag, you can certainly bring those over and bring them in. Well, Jack, congratulations.
Thank you.
I love the idea. I think it's great that you're doing this.
Well, thank you for having me, and it's thank you. I appreciate that you helped me spread the word.
I want you to keep me posted. Send me an email. Let me know how the flags are coming in. I'm going to keep reminding. I'm going to put this on the website and just leave it up there for the information, so people know that it's there, and they say, "Oh, I remember." And yeah.
And if you have questions about how to display the flag, when to do it, how to do it, and if you have two flags, which one goes where. And go to the VA. The VA has a website. The Veterans Administration has a website on how to display the flag properly. Because I see it displayed incorrectly, too.
Oh, well, give us one of the major incorrect displacements.
Yeah, the major thing that I see all the time is when the flag is hanging on a wall, for instance, right? And it's hanging vertically. The blue field goes on the top left, not to the right. I see that all the time. The flag is backwards. It should not be hung like that. So when you're looking at the flag, the blue field where the stars are, it's called field, that goes top left always, whether it's hanging horizontally or vertically.
Oh, okay. Well, interesting.
Sure.
See, we don't know all these things. Yeah. We just take for granted and hang them up there. So for more information, where can they go to learn about displaying the flags correctly?
I would go to this website. It's very valid. It's, the VA puts it out, and it's Celebrating America's Freedoms. That is the title of the page that the VA puts out.
Okay.
So if you just Google, how to display the flag correctly, that will come up.
All right. Okay. There's always a correct way to do everything.
Jack
McFarland, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back. We have some prizes to give away and more information about what to do here in the Coachella. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. So, Sean, I was kind of a little confused about the vertical part that he was talking about of displaying the flag. And you said you got it right away.
Well, not right away, but yeah, I got it.
Well, I'm looking at
the blue bar. The blue goes on the left.
Okay. So when displayed with another flag.
Oh, he just said vertical. I don't know if it's when it's displayed.
Well, in groups of flags, the U.S. flag should be at the center and at the highest point. And you should never display it flat. That I get. It needs to be tilted up. And never at half mast unless it's for...
Right.
Yeah. Unless it's for... honoring someone who's fallen. So definitely, but there's a lot of interesting things. And then it talks about things not to do with a flag and what I would think this would not work for 4th of July in the United States. They say never use a flag for advertising or promotion purposes or printed on paper, napkins, boxes, or anything else intended for temporary use and discard. Valley, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back.